Okay, so let's end with a sit. Arrive. Trust yourself to arrive. Silence ask for. May mindfulness be strong and clear. Feel how the moment lights up. It's like the spotlight of attention is on and you can feel it. You can feel the immediacy of the moment. No matter what the content, you're not noticing content as much as noticing, whoa, look at this capability. I am present. So familiar now that you can look for and recognize the felt sense of that you do have this empowerment of choosing, of being able to choose, of choice. And this strong, strong feeling of being available for the moment. You can be in an active dancing with life. With what's arriving, pleasant or unpleasant, clear or confusing, you can be present with it and be in a co-creative role, modest creative, but nonetheless a little bit of creativity as life's dancing with you. You are available because you're choosing and you know how to choose to be available for life. You know how to dance with life a little. And then you realize that because life will go anywhere, you realize the importance of aligning. You know that you know it's important to align. You're not doing it because somebody told you. You've had the realization. Having purpose, having a committed way of meeting life is what I value. And so you choose. Feels really good, doesn't it? Satisfying. Just that choice. And you align as you've learned how to do. And there arises the feeling, I am aligned and available. Or yes, I'm available and I'm aligned. Again, you may have gone through this in a slightly different sequence of what comes first. You're included, if that has been your way. And you feel this groundedness, this you are grounded, you're prepared to meet life. You're taking this particular time out into the world this evening. This is your take it into the world moment. Of preparing yourself for that. And so rather you can practice however you want from here, but I'm asking you, suggesting to you that you feel the physical body as that you are standing in that second ground of the physical body, the first ground being aligned and available. And you wish to be grounded in your life, in these two. You're imagining now not being on retreat, but in walking out of the retreat, encountering all the facets of your life. And without preference, you're willing to be available. As skillfully as you're able. Skillfully as you're able. And remember, part of skillfulness is sometimes just getting out of that area. That is wise effort in the Eightfold Path. So it's not like something that modern teachers are saying. But you do it from having been there, having been available, and knowing what's unskillful and why you would avert. It's the Victorian word that's used when we're going to some place that we know is not skillful. We avert. We redirect attention. It's the way we would say it. But you're not afraid. You're doing this because it's skillful. It's wise and compassionate. So you're holding the possibility that you may employ this more and more in your daily practice. You're imagining being in all these different situations in your life. Can I do it here? Maybe. I could start there. What about over there? I don't know. I get awfully caught in that. You're just, A.A. Pascal, you're coming to see for yourself. And you're learning. You're just practicing practice. You forget about it. That's part of practice. You do it and it doesn't go very well. That's practice. You think you're going to do it, but you get started and then you just lose it. That's part of practice. And that's why we keep practicing at home. That's why we can rehearse before we're going into a meeting or making a phone call in our personal life or stepping across the threshold of a room where we get excited or too agitated or don't feel safe. We pause and we establish ourselves in just this way. Can you imagine doing this? Do you want to do it? Do you want to see? So critical that you have the orientation that you're practicing practice. Otherwise, you will defeat yourself out of doing it because you've forgotten and you'll get frustrated, or you don't do it well and you get frustrated. But you don't do that with practicing practice. Those practices when we don't do so well are at least as valuable as once when we do. We learn, we grow, we become accustomed. We know more intimately. A way to relate to life that keeps us humble, but also enhances maintaining our dignity and integrity as human beings, as persons. And in turn, we will reflect back to another person their dignity and integrity. Yes, this is a heart's choice, and you're making it from your heart. But your mind has to commit to it as a practice, because it's like if you're going to learn to run the Ironman or learn a new language, there's a lot of mental discipline. There's a lot of just starting again. You go and get a lesson, and you don't get anywhere from it. But you really are underneath. Your experience here is what in Buddhism is termed verified faith. Inspired faith is when you hear someone else talking about their experience. Verified is when you actually have your own experience. We can be so dismissive of our own experience. It's shocking. There can be a part of us that's saying, oh, but it's a lot of trouble, and I'm not going to want to come think about this over and over again. My mind's filled all the time anyway. Yes, it is. But what is it filled with? Listening to the radio? Talking on the phone while you're driving and gossiping? Is there not somewhere in this busy mind, is there not lots of interludes where one could do 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, just a moment of assertion that you choose to be available, trusting that all your practice times empowers that 1 minute? Are you going to be real about this or not? Your choice. And there's not a wrong choice. The what's unskillful is not making a choice. Then we're just letting our most common denominator of ourself, the one that's lethargic, that's resistant, make choices. That I am not for. I'm for the conscious, evaluated, pause and reflect choice. I know how lonely the path can feel. I know how lonely modern life can feel, where you feel alone. But being available and aligned, available, is a less lonely place. Because you're available to you. Your higher aspiration is your companion. In the life balance realm, I teach this in a very different way through these archetypal energies. It's the same truth that you're less alone. Now taking a moment to recognize the wholesomeness of your day. How wholesome the motivation was that led you to have a weekend where you were practicing rather than distracting. Practicing rather than fleeing or indulging. Let yourself appreciate yourself. We all stand in gratitude. Gratitude that we are interested. Gratitude that the teachings are available in a form that works for us. Gratitude that we have the circumstances that we have time to take away like this. So many don't. Such a privilege that we do. Privilege not as in guilt, but to recognize good fortune. Good fortune that's recognized is more likely to be passed on to others. Entitlement does not get passed on. So we're in gratitude. We're in appreciation. Feeling the energies of gratitude and appreciation. Smiling, if that's appropriate. My smile is bursting out everywhere. I'm so fortunate to get to serve the Dhamma. So fortunate to have been able to practice so much for so long. Think of your friends, your family, all that support your well-being. That support base can help us choose to be available and aligned. And so, in closing, may what we have learned and experienced benefit our own lives. May we apply it skillfully and not in any unskillful ways. Any benefit that we gain, may it manifest in a way that it is useful to others and that they gain from this, and in turn, all those they encounter gain from this. In the great holding of possibility, may the merit of our practice support this great possibility for humanity being more than it has been able to be to date. As we understand suffering and not suffering and the ability to choose non-suffering over suffering, so may others be able to learn to choose this, to recognize, have choice, and implement the choice of non-suffering. Grateful to the Buddha, grateful to the Dhamma, grateful for the Sangha that kept the Dhamma alive. Thank you so much for your time, for your enthusiasm, for your honesty, for your courage, for your beginner's mind. It's been fun to be with you in this way. I would rather have been with you in person if I was doing a preference, being completely disclosing, but this is so much better than not being with you at all, from my point of view, however you all may feel. And it does allow a much wider community, as Sue said the first Saturday morning, a wider community, and that we're grateful for.